Welcome to episode 241 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me tell you what 8-Bit is about, what we're like. 8-Bit is a lot like a boy band. You know, we have a hit song that draws you in. We then release a ballad that tugs at your heartstrings. You fall in love with us, and then it all starts crumbling around you. You hear about the infighting, how Jer has a solo career. Doug and Kevin will be begging for jobs at the travel show networks. The band breaks up and you feel completely depressed. Then, before you know it, we're getting back together for a reunion tour. Oh, yeah. What I just described happens about every week, by the way, here at the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who have more in common with Harvey Weinstein than you may think.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
No. Not at all.
What are you talking about? You both love to have people watch you take baths?
No.
God, that's so hard to deny that.
Yeah, I kind of had to.
You both have peed on people.
On
two for two.
No. Not that I remember. Not intentionally.
Two for two. And, keep it going.
And you both invited people back up to your hotel rooms or apartments at one time or another and said, hey, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I could say that's happened and then nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. That's
because,
also true.
Because I didn't let it happen. No.
Jared's so proud of himself.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Caleb.
Wait, you're not Doug?
I'm not Doug.
We kicked his ass to the curb.
I'm not Doug, and I'm not Harvey Weinstein. There's been consent on all three of those accounts. So
he's got forms.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
You hit the nail on the head, sure. All three of those things, I am done, guilty. But
they wanted it.
Oh my God, I'm not saying they wanted it. I say they gave handwritten
so they didn't
and
want
or
it.
Verbal.
Consent.
So wait,
hashtag
so they didn't want it.
Just find consent, Harvey. I mean, it's not hard. There's so many people out there. There are so many people out there that will see who you are with your fucking big bucks.
Okay,
I mean, yeah, he's an ugly.
He's not a good looking dude.
Oh God, no. But if I had a nickel every time I heard somebody was like, oh yeah, Will Ferrell, he's hot. What? What?
Well, I mean, he is a hot guy.
No. I love, don't get me wrong, I love Will Ferrell, but when you start seeing dollar signs,
it makes anybody hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be hot.
I don't understand why.
Watch
gotta,
this. Check this out.
Like
ready?
That. You are hot.
Here we go. Check this out. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I make an average of $2 a donation on my Twitch stream.
Go on.
Get that.
Mm. Okay.
How hot is that?
Yeah.
I mean, you can drown a baby in my panties.
Fuck.
Splish.
That's no. So baby. Doug isn't here.
And the spoiler alert. Falling apart.
Life is in shambles.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about this on air or not, but he's having a
lot definitely. Then we got to let the fans know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right.
Fuck his business.
Okay. Fuck him then. Fuck him.
Yeah. Late onset puberty is, I think.
That's right. Yeah. He's going through puberty finally. The beard
His
that
voice
you saw
is just too crackly for this podcast this week.
Mm-hmm. The beard that you've always seen is not real. It was taped on.
Yep.
So
can confirm.
He's finally getting one. He's growing some hair. Everything else. I mean, the beard that you saw was all pubic hair from his nether regions.
God. Not just his.
Mm-hmm. I'm still impressed.
We all donated a little bit.
If anything, I'm more impressed. That was pubic hair.
Have you ever seen the did you ever watch the movie where, and I cannot put my finger on it, it was real strange, but this, I think it was a boy or a girl, I'm not sure, but she wanted like longer hair, right? So and she wanted to grow hair. So she put like this peanut butter looking kind of stuff. Like she got it from somewhere on her head and then like on her armpits and stuff. Well, it started growing everywhere and like really long to the ground. Do you remember this movie? Has anybody seen it? This was a movie back in the day. I saw it as a kid. I wish I could remember. It was real freaky.
Wait, so you watched a movie about some girl growing hair everywhere.
It was weird.
Was it Screaming Infidelities?
Hello.
Oh no, Chris Caraba is here.
Chris Caraba here. I'm Screaming Infidelities.
Oh no.
So that's what he meant by that song.
Everywhere.
He's listening. One day we're gonna run into him and he's gonna be like, "You motherfuckers." That's gonna be his words, like straight up little
on my head.
Chris Caraba.
Say it right.
He's gonna stab one of us.
So okay, let's get to the real story. Doug had to go to the hospital. I'm sure he loves us sharing this. I'm sure he's fine with it. He has a kidney stone, and so he's passing that.
He's gone.
Oh, he passed it in a day. Already?
Yeah, he's framed it. It's made on like a little display cabinet.
Lucky him, dude. Get the fuck out of here. Why isn't he back on the show?
Dude. Because it tore him. It tore him up, that poor guy.
How did they remove it? Did he just pass it through his little wee-wee?
I guess. I don't know. The normal way that you pass a kidney stone?
His little Dougie.
Yeah, through the little pee-pee.
His little Dougie.
Little Dougie. Oh.
I went through this, and I was out for 3 days. That thing absolutely tore me up. You know what the weirdest part is? When you pee that thing out and you hear a tink on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Best. Oh. Because you're just like... Well,
it's instant it's relief done. After that.
It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
He was having his, like, you know, just guts, his stomach was, or, you know, his insides were all torn up.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of what he felt, just sore all over. Because that's not, like, the damage is not the end or passing it. It's, like, why you've got it.
Yeah, because you're...
Well, yeah.
It's, like, all these shards, and as it passes through your intestines and everything, it's, like, smoothing that out. And then by the time that's how you pass it, it's all smooth balls. Jesus. So,
but... I've passed like 6 in my life.
Jesus.
I've passed a lot because I was a horrible kid and I used to drink like a 2 liter of soda, not even good soda, like a 2 liter of Royal Crown every day. Mm. So it was like the shittiest of the shits, dark soda.
Yuck.
And then like I ate a lot of cheese and that builds calcium. And so by the age of, I want to say 18, I passed my first kidney stone. And it was really embarrassing telling my parents that because it was one of those conversations. My parents is like, maybe it's an STD. And I'm like,
no. Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, sorry, Dad. I'm a virgin. He's like, God damn it.
I wish it wasn't an STD.
Right. So I had no excuse.
He's like, I wish it was.
Yeah,
I
dude.
I wish it was.
So
that kidney stone.
But the thing is, like, after I passed it, like, I mean, for those who don't have a kidney stone here, let me give you a little rundown.
Never had one.
It hurts your side like you've got punched, like a rabbit punch, like you got punched right in the kidney. But Jesus. It feels like you have to pee like every 5 minutes. And when you go to pee, it's like drips. It's like, you know, not really a lot of piss or anything. So you drink stuff like cranberry juice, cranapple juice, stuff like that to kind of push things along. When you finally do pass it, like Jer said, you feel it. Like, you know, when it's passed. But then it's like instant relief because you don't have the pain anymore.
That's why
I'm kind of dumbfounded with what's going on with Doug, but who knows? I guess everyone does it differently.
Oh, yeah. And it could have been, I mean, who knows? It could have been a smaller one. And mine, I sat in the tub for 3 days because my back hurt, my side hurt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just was like, the tub was the only thing that made me feel better.
Mm-hmm. And, Epsom salts, too.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, my goodness. I fell asleep in the tub because I couldn't sleep at night.
I was dropping the show off to Doug earlier today. And he left it out on the counter, the kidney stone. And I ate it. I thought it was a nerd.
And now you're going to pass it.
And now I have to pass it. So, circle of life.
That's like a brotherhood thing, see? Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, when you cut your wrists or something for each other, like the blood bond.
Yeah, blood stone bond. Brothers. Or like an Eskimo buddy.
Mm-hmm. Eskimo kisses?
Eskimo kisses.
You know what you guys should have really... You should have just, yeah, you should have just snowballed each other at that point. Just like put what, like Doug could have put it in his mouth and then you guys could have made out and you could have put it in your mouth, like passing gum within each other.
So if you like what we're talking about, go ahead and you can subscribe to us on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. We thank them for being our main sponsor. You can also follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Thank you so much for that. And then also, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night on Twitch. Of course, we're not there right now because Doug.
So.
Well, sorry, Doug.
Doug and off-brand Doug in the chat today.
Caleb,
off-brand Doug.
We love you, Doug.
But we love having Caleb. This is the second time. This is your second time hosting.
Yeah, I feel like such a veteran.
Yeah.
How was that first time?
It was good, actually. It was really good. I felt like I didn't have a whole lot to contribute, and to be fair, I don't feel like I still have a whole lot to contribute.
Yeah, but a lot of people were like, I love that, Caleb, and everybody gave you a big high five for that episode.
Yeah. Everyone's super supportive. I love the community that you guys have built. So, fun to be a part of.
Speaking of, you should definitely check out this community. You should hop on over to Discord. Yeah. It is a thriving community full of a lot of great people where you can have some conversations, meet some new friends, play games with people, really just connect with like-minded folk. And I tell you what, I feel like my day's incomplete if I don't check in on Discord and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
See what people are doing. So,
or you're gone for 5 minutes and you've missed 120 conversations.
Oh my God. Yes. Right. There's nothing worse.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in there.
There's nothing worse than reading a past convo that you want to be a part of. And then when you chime in, it's just fucking crickets because everyone's moved on.
Convo killer chair.
Gotta be quick.
Gotta be quick on that.
I know. All right. So let's talk a little bit about our other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, which Caleb is a part of.
Shout out.
Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, which Kevin is a part of.
Shout out.
Brainberry Tarts, which
neither of us
Jer is a part of.
Hi. And Garbage
but the
Day.
The newly vetted Ants is a part of.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up in a second. And Garbage Day, which I'm a part of. So I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. Brainberry Tarts has a new co-host. It is Ants, aka Jen, with one N. Learned that the hard way. So go check out that show. They have a lot of fun over there, and I think that they deserve some support, and especially now that Ants is a part of it, she'll need all the support she can get.
Oh, she was great. I listened to this week's episode. Yeah, it was hilarious. Like I liked they were talking about they read one question about like basically a girl losing her mind because she made out with an ugly dude, and I thought that was hilarious because they're like, what would you do? And they're like, get the fuck over it. Yeah. listen to the episode. It's really funny, but yeah, they are great.
I love just when three people have a certain chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know, on very much unlike what we share right here. Those
I think
ladies
we have a great chemistry, Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you just talking? Wait, Kevin, he's talking about a threesome, and here you are just trying to make it about you two.
Was I talking about a threesome?
Yeah, you
I
said mean, when three Jer's people.
Okay,
Jer's that little cherry on top added flavor.
I come in at the last minute just for the cuddles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why they call him Jer Bear.
I make everybody feel warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he snores right in your ear.
Mm.
Get it.
I love the sound of that song now.
You can also always support us on Patreon. We love your donations. We thank you for them. If you don't give, that's totally fine. We still do the show for you, and we love having the fans. But the best way that anybody can reach out is to tell a friend about the show. If you tell a friend, then they tell a friend, then all of a sudden we've got the president. That's
tweeting bad. About us.
Tweeting about us and saying
No. Kefefe.
Okay.
This new show, it's huge.
This new show is 8-Bit Kefefe.
It's big. So if you tell a friend, it helps us out a lot. But we do thank our patrons. We do give you some extra content in there. So if you do want to be a part of that, it starts at $1 a month. You can give $1. You don't get much for $1. But for $5, you get a whole bunch. And that gives you some pre-show, some post-show, and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. Anywho, all right, Caleb, this is usually Doug's part, so you can go ahead and talk about it. we've got 8-Bit Horror Fest, and go.
Oh, God. 8-Bit Horror Fest is this thing that happens in October where everybody watches scary movies. And they talk about them. Everyone. Everyone Such talks as... about... Everyone... Oh, God. Am I supposed to list off some of the...
Hey, what movies?
It's written right there. Just
hey, Caleb, here. What movies what are we doing about? This week?
What movies?
Yeah, what movies are coming... Who came out today?
Oh, fuck. What do you want from me? I'm not part of these things. I don't know past my own notes as far as...
I'll take over here. 8-Bit Horror Fest. 8-Bit Horror Fest 2017 is here.
Son of a bitch.
And today we released, Monday, we released Bri-Fi's podcast of his review for Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity, Bri-Fi's podcast.
Yeah, see, totally. So check out Bri-Fi. You can find it out. You can find it on our channel, but you can also find him on Twitter at was it Bri-Fi podcast or is it? Yeah. So check him out. He's super cool. We've also had other contributors this month. You know, obviously from our clicks. You know, 8-Bit Saga's got a one-off coming. Divas Drop Kicks and Dives. Brainberry Tarts did one. Garbage Day. You guys are doing one, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got someone for everyone, and then we've got some partnered podcasts, some friends of ours. We have We Talk Games, Movie Films with Bill and Steve, Bri-Fi, as you're seeing today, and Nerd Foo. So it's pretty awesome. Like, we've got some really good friends in this, and it's just fun. We talk about the origins of movies this year as far as, like, you know, Friday the 13th Part 1 or Phantasm Part 1 or Halloween
Phantasm.
1.
Kind
of, I watched Phantasm this weekend. Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that this Friday.
Yeah, I watched
it. I can't wait to hear it.
I feel like I'm gonna get shit on in this one.
Nah, you'd be all right. You'd be good.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
So that's pretty much what Horror Fest is about. We have releases on Mondays, Wednesdays, or was it Mondays?
Monday, and Wednesday, Fridays. And Fridays.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. So it's pretty awesome. It's just our favorite time of the year. Doug's personal favorite time of the year is, I think, the Christmas one, though. But I love 8-Bit Horror Fest every year.
Halloween,
I always look forward
to it.
Yeah, it was a fun time. All right, let's get into meat and potatoes of the show. Let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right, Caleb, you got the job of leading us off. I hope that you're ready for this.
Oh, totally. Totally.
All right.
Wait.
Who are we meeting today?
I'd like to introduce you guys to my friend Clyde.
Oh, hi, Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
Hi, Gav. It's me, Clyde H. Skunkwater.
Skunkwater? Is that French?
Skunkwater, it's from the Caucasus region of Northern Ireland.
Caucasus.
So, was it Clyde? Was it Clyde again?
Yeah, Clyde. Clyde.
Clyde, like That's Clydesdale.
Correct. Clyde. Well, sure. Yeah. I hung like a horse, ready to mingle, like a Clydesdale.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got for us this week, Clyde?
Well, I'm looking for love. And so far, I've been looking in all the wrong places. Thought I'd try a misconnection.
All right.
There you go.
So this one's called, I wrote this one the other day, and I won't read it to you. It's called Downtown Disney.
Ooh.
And, obviously, male for woman. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for female companionship. this week, and it's I'm going to describe myself. My body, it's athletic.
Okay. Right? Okay.
I've been in a lot of intramural sports. My height is 6'2", and that's 187 centimeters. Uh-huh. That's Google. I looked that up, and that's how you change your height. You can search that. My status is single. Obviously, I'm seriously looking for that right person. My age, 22. I'm a young stud. I'm a young buck. And
or Clydesdale.
Here's my I'm a Clydesdale. So here's my post. I wrote, honestly, I'm a pretty broken young man. All right. Start off with, I wasn't feeling very confident. let me read this again. Honestly, I'm a pretty broken young man. Everyone has different breaking points, and I seem to have found mine at an early age. Losing a job, my girlfriend of 2 years, and having to move across the state has made the past couple of months pretty difficult. But here I am. I'd like to make a real connection with someone, but nobody on here is real or genuine. I'm lonely at all times. So naturally, I'm looking for easy sex to fill that void, because that's the easiest, right?
Yeah, he's got a point.
Sex is fun and all, but if there's no connection between us, then I might as well buy a fleshlight. I'm not sure anyone will read this, but if you do, just know that I'm very open to new things. One-time thing, ongoing, just chatting, going out, staying in it really doesn't matter to me. So let's just try to let loose, clear our heads, and enjoy each other's bodies. And that's it. I haven't had any responses to it just yet, but fingers crossed from a very broken man.
Oh,
that was the best Clyde. Part. Where
that started off real Clyde, sour.
Clyde, you were very confident in the beginning, and then you just went into, well,
I didn't.
I completely
forgot that the tone of my post was different than my confidence beforehand.
That was the best. I'm glad you forgot.
Everyone's got their high highs and low lows. I just happened to be, I was drinking a Cab Sauv, a whole bottle. I felt real lonely.
Well, that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clyde, I got to say, you're probably going to be asked back a lot, because I think we have a new fan favorite around here.
Oh, I hope so. I'd love to find me the right one. I'm just going to keep posting away.
All right.
We know about a Russian woman who's been looking for Clydesdale, so we may have to get in touch with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Russian, patient, all of them. I don't care what the emergency may be.
God damn it.
You just let me at. I'm looking for easy sex to fill that void.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Okay. Bye.
I really love that man.
He's a super nice guy.
He's a really
he seems
nice
like
guy.
A
yeah,
super.
You'd think that he could find somebody.
I hope he finds love.
A lot of personality in that dude, just not a whole lot of looks.
It's not looks. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He lost his job, lost his girlfriend.
But he sounds like a country song in the making.
Yeah. And I mean, with the right accent. Downtown Disney had nothing to do with that, did it? Downtown Disney. I thought there was going to be some sort of tie-in at some point.
Some crossover.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, I'm up and I've got two short ones, but you're not going to like it.
Well, we're used to one of them.
Jesus. Fuck. Dude. Oh, man.
Doug, hip hop horn. Go.
Doug, hip hop horn. Please.
Fuck you. All right. Here we go.
Oh, God damn
All right.
it. Oh,
yeah.
God damn it.
I'm looking for love. Scratch that. I'm just looking for a hug. Male for woman. I'm looking for one of those long hugs that turns into hot, steamy sex. Apply with a reply.
Apply with a reply.
I'm going to change my work signature to apply with a reply.
Is that it? That was it?
I've got one more.
Oh, no. Okay. Two separate posts.
I miss you pegging me.
What the fuck?
Male for a woman.
What is pegging? No, never mind. I don't want to know.
What? I'll explain it to you.
I miss you. Oh, I miss how you used to make my ass yours and treat me like your bitch. I need you to fuck me again.
Jesus. Oh, no.
Bye, guys.
Wow, those are two really good ones, though. So short, sweet, to the point.
I didn't want to look it up, but I looked up the definition of pegging with incognito mode on.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you have to look that up?
Pegging is anal sex that is reversed. Instead of the man sticking his penis up the woman's butt. The woman wears a strap-on and sticks it up the man's butt.
You're so
used
innocent.
In a sentence, Kayla, I pegged Garrett last night. He was moaning after I finished.
Okay. Didn't need that.
Way to go, Kayla. A little TMI for your stupid friends.
All right, let's just
Kev, you got a little bit of a long one.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, is that the thing before all the video games when they're like, pegging 18? Is
that... That is exactly the definition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Europe is known for the pegging.
Yeah, that's what it's a European rating for a game. Yeah. You have to be 18 or old.
You have to be 18 to peg while this is playing.
Cannot unhear that now.
Pegging 18.
Hey, somebody say pegging.
Oh shit.
Let's just say I'm no stranger. You know, I give and take.
What's up, Velvet?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
On, Dr. Jones.
Nothing much, man. I heard this Clyde cat over here earlier. He's a pretty nice young man.
He's a really cool guy. He's a really cool guy.
Once again, I hope he finds love or easy sex. I mean, there's a lot of that out there to give.
Yeah. And a connection, obviously, because if there's no connection, he might as well buy a fleshlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a couple of those. Collector's editions and stuff like that. I'm a collector.
Oh, okay.
Are they gold?
They've got like different names and stuff. And just...
Oh, give examples.
Yeah, what's one name?
Let's see here. The ones I give them or the one that's on the box?
The one that's on the box, Velvet.
Virginia the Vagina.
You have a different name for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's, yeah, I want to know your name versus the one that's on the box.
I just call it Gina.
Okay.
For short. For short.
Gave her a nickname. Okay.
What about another one?
Let's see. Twat Master Tracy.
Wait, that's
more
not
like
the,
a DJ.
That's so. Not on the box, is it? That's just your name.
It's like no, that's on the box. Oh. Like
Master Tracy.
It was like an 80s to kind of throwback to like the DJs, two turntables and a microphone, you know.
Okay, so
a lot
what's
of
your,
scratching going
what's
on.
What's your name for that one?
For Twat Master Tracy.
Twat Master Which, Tracy? Oh man, I all these, let so me like, go to my index here, my little Rolodex.
Rejected garbage pail kids' names. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know, but I just stick my mic in her all the time. So
I would have liked you to come back and just been like Shelly.
Well, here nor there, by the way. Let me tell you, I got a little venture this week. I'm not really of. I just want to be a male housekeeper.
Okay.
So this is a male for women, though, because it has to be, I guess, a female's house if I want to clean.
Okay.
Just in case something happens. I've seen a lot of, you know, videos about this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in Beverly Hills, so please apply for a reply. My age this week is 25.
Well, that's the first lie.
My body's fit.
Mm, second lie.
Well, I've been watching a lot of houses lately, so I've been getting in shape.
Oh,
okay. Just getting them cracks and crevices, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
My height is 5'9".
3 for 3 on the lies.
That's what my ginger hair gets me a couple of extra inches.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're counting the hair, okay, sure.
Yeah. My status this week is single. Not every week I'm single, but this week I am. My age, again, is 25. I just want to reiterate my age.
You really wanted people to know that, huh?
I just really want to know, you know, when they call me the pool boy, you know, I just want to make sure if I'm snaking the drain, they call me the boy, not the man. Just in case. I want to have some long-lasting activity.
What?
Never mind. That's here nor there. That's Tracy talk right there.
Twat master.
Hello there. Now, I can clean your house, apartment, or office. Even better than a regular cleaning lady. And for really good prices. Best part? No clothing necessary. Asterix. We'll get to the asterix later. I hope. Anything from dusting, sweeping, vacuuming, or mopping. To even polishing your furniture or doing your laundry. Especially doing your laundry. Just throwing it out there. I'm kind of a kink when it comes to that. Mm. Bathrooms, kitchens, living rooms, bedrooms, nothing is out of hand. I'm a very organized and clean person at my own place, so I can totally make your place look great and leave it sparkling clean. Now, if you want to know, I'm 24-year-old half Latino, half Italian guy.
Wait, what happened to you being 25?
You listened twice, man. That's getting together. If you want to know, like, he's letting you in on a secret, by the way, I'm a year young.
Right. I put 25 for tax reasons. But if you want to know, once again, I am half Latino and half Italian.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
This is just a tan on my ginger skin. I'm just light-skinned for this. I'm 5'9". And fit, if I haven't already told you that in the description. Now, I have done some modeling gigs, so I have that kind of look. Most of my clients are regulars now. You know what I mean? I can come once a week or every 2 weeks. Even once a month if you want to. Or give me a couple hours. You know, just set things up. You know, I'm very flexible in more ways than one. Now, we could set up something that fits your schedule. Not hooking up. May I repeat, not hooking up, just cleaning, really good cleaning.
Okay, Trump.
I just want to make that straight. I am not a whore. The best I'm not cleaning. Some kind of prostitute. I just want to clean your house. It's something I do. I like, what, nope. Somebody's just typing this. What the hell is going on? The best cleaning. I do give it. I use your own cleaning supplies to avoid any problems with special surfaces or fragrances or anything like that. Send me a text or email. I think I meant and I will reply ASAP. Now the asterisk was clothing is optional. You decide if you'd like me to be clothed or not. Most likely you're going to want me to be undressed.
Let me ask you something. Does the carpet match the shades?
Oh, baby, they hardwood floors where we work.
All right.
No hooking up, just cleaning.
I will snake your drain, Velvet Jones. Conversations.
There it is.
Well,
What an interesting recovery post.
From that.
I mean, he just wants to clean.
I get that. I could see that. Hey, have you guys heard of Happy Death Day? I saw the trailer for this, and it looks absolutely fantastic. It's like Groundhog's Day for a horror film.
Nice. Okay.
This girl wakes up in college, and dies every night.
Oh, I thought this was when I saw the preview of this, I thought we were watching Final Destination. Like it was like another Final Destination movie.
When I saw the preview of it, I thought it was going to be like a fake movie trailer. You know how some movie theaters release fake movie trailers and then they're like, please, no speaking during the movie. I thought that's what this was.
Oh, really?
I legitimately thought at some point it's going to be like, please, don't talk during the movie. Like,
or we'll kill you over and over again.
Yeah. What if you had to die every day? That's what it feels like when your cell phone goes off.
God, isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
you know, they play five of those fucking things during the beginning of the movie, and it always seems like the person sitting next to me just has never seen one.
Mm-hmm. That's just the time that I get on my phone is when they start playing those things.
Like, turn the brightness all the way up.
Yeah. I'm a dickhead.
I always hate when people don't answer their phones because they don't want to be the person that's got caught with their phone, even though it's like right in their purse or it's like right in their pocket. And you obviously know who the fuck it is.
We know who it is.
All you have to do is hit a button nowadays in order to mute it. Why don't they just mute the goddamn thing?
Old people.
Yeah.
Old people.
So this film made $26.5 million in its first week. It only had a budget of, I think, $5 million. And it was it's a Blumkamp. Blumkamp? Is it Blumkamp? Blumkamp?
Neil Blumkamp.
Yeah. This is it's one of out of his production company. And so
nice.
I want to see this one. It looks pretty cool. Blade Runner is in second place, making another $15 million to bring it up to $60 million, which is, you know, better. A lot of people are going to say that this is going to go the route of the Blade Runner, the first original one, where it becomes a cult classic on video on demand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So. And it sucks, too.
In 2 years
so
from now,
good.
It's going to blow up. Oh, God, it was so amazing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the post show for you Patreon listeners.
Yeah.
Right. It really bothers me.
Let's get into some... Let's talk about some news.
All right there, Jay Leno.
Hey, have you heard this story? Okay, that was too much marketing. so the DC president, you know, not not DC, not our president, but the president not of DC president of Comics. DC. Yeah, yeah. DC Films. The president, Geoff Johns, and DC Entertainment president, is it Diane Nelson?
Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diane Nelson. Yeah.
They admit that Zack Snyder's vision differs from theirs.
Well, in no shit Sherlock news.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe. Okay, I guess I can believe. Like, this is such a shit show over at DC. I said I was going to stop reporting on DC because of this kind of stuff, but it just keeps. I'm in amazement. I can't even. I don't even have words to come up with it of how frustrating this is. This is your Nintendo. This is seriously. Like, I want to love this shit so badly. I want to love it, and I want it to work. But it seems like they just self destruct, and they had a fucking huge hit with Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and that might end up being like their needle in a haystack, because who knows if fucking Justice League is going to be any good.
Yeah. Mm.
They make it like seem like such a toss up, like such a coin toss on whether it's going to be good or not.
Yeah.
I said it last week, I think. I said, I think this movie's going to be bad. And one of the reasons is because of how much marketing they're pushing towards it. Like, you take a normal blockbuster film, like a Marvel film, right? And yes, it has a huge marketing budget.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're usually pretty big.
You don't see like set photo released every single day. You don't see 15 different variations of the posters released every fucking day. You don't see 13 trailers every day. Like, it's just, they're pushing out so much content to try to push this thing. And I am so nervous about seeing it. Now, I love the fact that Zack Snyder is no longer on this film, and hopefully the reshoots and everything are going to be absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll find out soon, right? We will find out, and we'll continue to talk about it, because it's going to be such a story moving forward, especially with their split universes and all this fucking five Joker business and all this other shit.
Yeah.
You know what it is? You touched on it. It perfectly. It's that relationship that you know they're not doing good on Facebook, but they post like 17 pictures every time they go out. Oh, me and Bay, #stronger than ever, and they release like 14 different videos every time they do something. You're like, nah, y'all aren't gonna.
Oh yeah, it's like Clyde. You know, he lost his job, lost his family, but he's
real confident.
Lost his family. Oh my God, Clyde's going through some shit.
I'm searching for my family.
He's back.
I have a particular set of skills.
But yeah, he's got so much confidence, and you're just like, man, I really want to root for this guy, but I know he's in a dark place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Clyde's going through some. Clyde H. Skunk Water.
Clyde and DC.
Yeah. So let's switch gears over to Marvel. Ooh, yeah. As I'm going through puberty.
Because I was going to say, I'll give my DC talk when we get to video games, because I played Injustice 2. And I will talk about
your DC talk?
I will give my DC talk.
All right. Christian rock band references. I like it.
Is there a band called DC? Never mind. We'll get into that.
Oh, yeah.
In our music section.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest Christian bands of all time.
Really? DC Talk?
DC Talks.
I wonder how often they get trolled by DC fans. Like,
well, they're no longer together.
Yeah, they're irrelevant. Yeah.
Did they post a bunch of pictures beforehand saying together forever?
Sure.
That was it was relevant to the last Facebook conversation.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
They did. Stronger than ever.
There you go. Stronger than
10
ever.
10 more years of DC Talk. Zack Snyder and DC Talk have different directions.
We have different subplots. There's going to be three different bands.
Toby Mac did strike out on it. So. Okay, never mind. Let's not talk. Let's not go down that deep vein, that Christian rock band deep vein.
Oh, God. No, that's not a thing.
Okay, so Kevin Feige wants a Marvel only convention, kind of like Star Wars Celebration.
Mm. Okay.
Well,
everyone wants a piece of the pie.
Goodbye, New York Comic Con and San Diego Comic Con, because y'all fucked.
You think so? I was thinking about it. My first reaction was like, oh, everybody gets another, like, gets their own stupid Comic Con. But then I'm thinking about how much content we missed at New York Comic Con because of all of the panels, like the Marvel panels, And I mean, they're releasing 3 new Netflix shows, 2 new movies. And that's not even talking about the comics. They don't even touch on the comics. It is not anymore New York Comic Con panel. It is a New York Marvel movie panel.
Right, and I think that that's the big draw for these big conventions, right? Like, because everybody shoves themselves into Hall D to get into these panels for Marvel and for DC and all that. So you take away one of the biggest players, and all of a sudden you give them an entire weekend to release everything Marvel. Then all of a sudden you lose that huge draw that people were going there for.
Sure. You know, like with Star Wars Celebration.
Mm-hmm. That really Celebration is absolutely giant. And so I think, will both of those conventions survive? Sure. I mean, look at the conventions that are even here in Texas, and they survive on the C and B level celebrity kind of stage, right?
So
San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, obviously it would evolve. It would probably include more video games and stuff like that, kind of like a PAX kind of situation. That's kind of what I would see happening. But they have enough content, I think, to go around. I don't think it's too big of an issue, but I do think they lose a huge market.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what they fill those slots with.
Yeah. But it'd be fun to go. How fun would it be to go to a Marvel weekend?
Hell yeah.
Like, if you fill your summer, like, you're just like, all right, well, guess what, guys? This summer we're doing the Star Wars Celebration, and then in the winter we're going to go to the MCU Celebration.
Yeah.
Like, that'd make my year.
They've gotten to that point where, yeah, they have enough films and enough, like, of a draw, obviously, to have their own convention. But it's not going to be nearly as big as New York Comic Con, or even, I don't even know if it'll be as big as Star Wars Celebration, to be honest.
Maybe not in the beginning, for sure.
Yeah, at least not the first couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. They've got this following is ginormous for all these characters. Like, you don't even need to make it. The movies are just like icing on the cake. I mean, you still have all these years of comics and these characters. I mean, people would absolutely fill out a space as big as Star Wars Celebration. I think that's just my opinion. I think you could pull. I think you could pull those numbers, especially you give people like special lanyards and shit. People fucking go crazy over lanyards.
Yeah, yeah. Get me a lanyard.
Yeah, right. I want actually, a holographic lanyard with. I don't know why this is the voice. I want a holographic lanyard with Wolverine on it.
I was promised a limited edition collector cup that's supposed to complete my set.
And nobody gave me my PS4 cup.
Oh, fuck off. I was all on board for all 3 of these things. I'm like, fuck, I would love a hologram, like a hologram thing. And then I was like, fuck, I do have like Mondo pint glasses. I've got like 6 of them because of Star Wars. And now I'm like, I see what you did there, you motherfuckers. It sounded like me.
My PS4 cup.
I need it right now. We'll
drink out of it now.
There it is. Product placement. That's beautiful.
So,
you're beautiful.
So, you know, we mentioned Harvey in the top of the show, and we all know what he did.
He's a piece of shit.
There's a fallout in Hollywood that like none has ever seen right now.
Good.
Amazon has suspended a studio head over sexual harassment allegations. There's been a Naughty Dog ex-employee that has come forward and says that he was sexually harassed. Rose McGowan outed somebody about sexual harassment.
She got suspended on Twitter for it too.
Yeah, I was about to say bullshit. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really crazy what power will do for you. Like, if you control an industry, you have that power. It's like, it's crazy. Like, I had a conversation with somebody at work and was like, I asked this person, I said, listen, you need this job, right? Right. Okay. So if a manager came up to you and was like, and had sexual harassment again and did some sexual harassment against you, would you tell anyone? And he was like, no, because the fear of losing my job. I was like, yeah. Like, I can see why none of these people came out and said anything. And all it takes is one person, one brave soul, and then it just starts rolling downhill. And I am happy to see this because I think that all these scumbags should be taken out of the industry, pieces of shit.
Well, and just it should set a precedence of don't fucking abuse your power
on every level.
I'm sorry.
On every level too. Seeing it all the way down. I mean, I live, you know, in the bar scene down here in downtown Fort Worth, to be a part of, like, just a little glimpse inside that culture, like bar life and bar managers hiring these young, good looking waitresses, and then using that power to either sleep with them or guilt them into doing stuff with them.
Because it's probably like, listen, I don't know.
It's an abuse of power.
I don't have. I've only got this one spot, and I've got three other girls fighting for it. I mean, how bad do you want it? And it's just that easy.
Oh, it's seriously that easy. We got one manager down here who's he's about 15 years the girl senior, and he got her pregnant.
Ooh.
And yeah, and it was kind of like this whole thing. It's like, you're stuck. You either get ostracized by your friends who you now like. It's a weird sort of family, quote unquote family environment, but it's really just a way for people to blackball you into doing stuff you don't really want to do.
Huh. That's terrible.
Yeah, very terrible. So I feel really bad for the people who go through this, and I'm glad that people like Terry Crews are stepping out, and you know, he came out and told a really, really fucking sad story about when he started in the industry. Not even just started in the industry. It was even just recently that it happened. And
Well, not so recently, but like recently enough to where, I mean, like it's a sad situation. Even apparently, and I just found this out today, Courtney Love called this shit out in 2005.
Yeah, at a Comedy Central roast, right?
Yeah, it was a Comedy Central roast, and like one of the people asked, like right off the bat, they're like, Love has asked if she had any advice for a young girl moving to Hollywood, and like at first she hesitated and said, quote, I'll get libeled if I say it, and then she kind of turned around and said, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party in the Four Seasons, don't go.
Don't go.
And that was 12 years before he called on his shit. So think of how many times he actually did get away with it, and how many times fucking like assholes in Hollywood basically covered up for him, you know? And that's the thing. I'm like, I'm in one way, I'm loving this internet age where word can get around much faster. And these people's influences, man, they can fucking get knocked down for being the shit people they are. Bill Cosby, if Bill Cosby's correct. I mean, if he's been accused like 40 times, I think it's pretty safe to say.
After allegation 18, kind of rough.
You're like, I don't know if I believe this. If I believe he didn't do it, this, you know,
right. So it's just, I mean, I'm glad. I hope they get their just due. I mean, don't treat people like that. Don't use your power to think you're better than someone else. It's fucking terrible. And you leave, it may be a 5-minute impression to you as the person doing it. It's a lifetime of fucked up moments for the person that has to deal with it. And it's probably not the first and probably not the last time they'll feel that, unfortunately. And that's something that needs to change with our culture. But that's here nor there.
It's something way more powerful when anyone, guy or girl, steps forward and they're like, I don't want to sue. I don't care about the money. I just care about this person getting their comeuppance.
Yeah, and not that happening to anyone else who's impressionable, and they don't want them to go just through the stuff that they've been through.
Yep, because that's the first thing you see is people going, she's just wanting money. They're just looking for a paycheck. But
or
not in this case.
Or even like take Courtney Love. Everyone just thinks she's fucking crazy. Oh, Courtney Love saying it's just something crazy again.
Yeah,
to be fair, she is pretty funky. She's crazy.
She's crazy, but she has like, she's fucking, she'll tell the truth. Like, she's a punk rock girl through and through. Like, if shit's gone wrong, she'll call people on it.
But did she do it?
Did she do what?
Did she kill Kurt Cobain?
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, for sure. Jesus.
No.
Just because you killed Kurt Cobain doesn't that you're lying all the time.
Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
It doesn't mean you killed Kurt Cobain.
No, but it's a fucked up situation, and I hope this does set a new precedence in Hollywood or anywhere, really.
Yeah,
that shit is not okay.
Yep. I agree. And so do these ladies in this next story. I'm sure they wouldn't agree with it. There is an all-female Marvel superhero movie in the works.
Awesome. Okay.
And I mean, listen, Marvel. I give Marvel a shit because of the fact that they have yet to come out with a woman role. Like they obviously are making one now, but I expected one a long time ago from them. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a Wonder Woman equivalent. Yeah, and the thing is like, oh shit! All of a sudden, Marvel. I mean, DC has this mega hit with a woman star. With Wonder Woman, and now let's make sure she, like 30 fucking productions are now going with women lead roles in like superhero films, all this shit. So it's kind of crazy how the trends work, and it's really shitty as well that, you know, women did not, you know, like it just seems like, oh no, it won't be a sell to men. Fuck that. Yes, it will.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was fantastic, but I mean, I would have seen a Black Widow movie back then.
I would have too.
Yeah, like I mean, just different Marvel female characters. I would still love to see a fucking Spider-Gwen movie. I think that would be fantastic.
Hell yeah.
And I think this needs to happen. It needed to happen years ago, and especially with Marvel's track record of kind of being ahead of the curve on comic book movies, they really dropped the ball on that one. Yeah. So. And I don't think they should blame male audiences for that. They should blame themselves for not fucking thinking that, or yeah, for not thinking like a female character would sell.
I think if you're looking at it from a very, very broad standpoint and nerd culture in general, I don't want to shit on nerd culture by any means, but it has been one of the least progressive as far as, you know, blowback from having a gay superhero character to making Peter Parker black, or you know, having a female centered character in a group of characters, both guy and girl. It's just, it's rough. And I like to see this kind of thing, because it is, even though it is Marvel kind of bandwagoning, I think bittersweetly it's a step in the right direction.
And it is a step in the right direction. Right.
It is for sure. So they recently did a press conference for Thor Ragnarok. And one of the actresses, Teresa Thompson, who plays Valkyrie.
Tessa Thompson.
That's what I said. plays Valkyrie.
It's about her Christian name.
And so she recently, she said, I marched up with a couple other Marvel women and went to Kevin. And he said, what about a movie with some female superheroes? Like all of them. And then Feige said, it was a pretty amazing moment to be somewhere to have your shoulder get tapped and turn around and see every female hero we have standing in there going, how about it? And I said, yes.
Yeah. Good.
So
now the downside to that is if they're just setting this up, we're probably not going to see it till like, cause you know, Marvel has already got their roadmap up. So it's like, where are they going to fit this in? You know,
fuck it. And a female version of the Avengers, make it happen.
Agreed. Oh, fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
You got the Wasp. You got Scarlet Witch. You got Gamora, Nebula, Mantis. Yeah. And then you got Agent Maria Hill.
Kobe's. Yeah. How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, make it happen. I'd love it. I would love it. All right. That's enough with some. Let's get away from Hollywood. Let's get it back to some gaming. And I know you guys are really excited for this because on November 1st,
the way you said that, you're selling.
Guys, I want to tell you about an exciting new product that we're bringing you, not only you, but to the market as a whole. It's going to change.
A timeshare?
It's going to change your life, and it's also going to tell your time. It is a Razer smartphone. How about it, boys?
When did you change into jeans and a black turtleneck?
He's doing the hand gestures too.
Yeah, he's doing it all.
This is going to be an amazing product. Let me tell you right now, I can't say much because we haven't officially launched, but what I can tell you is that you're going to be able to stream your games in a high fidelity right to your phone, no matter where you are
in a
the
high
world.
Fidelity.
Let me tell you, stream the movie high fidelity.
Have you ever heard of Discord?
Yeah, we're using it right now.
Excellent. Yeah. It's going to be on this phone.
Let me
ask you something. You like lights? Because we got lights. This thing is going to be RGB out the ass, gentlemen.
The whole thing's going to be an RGB. That's what I think of when I think.
We've got like, three colors. We got red. We got green. We got blue. What does that make up? The entire spectrum of
it's the chromophone.
Roy G. Biv, RGB.
Let me tell you something, boys. If you ever lose this phone, you just pull out your key fob that's connected to the phone.
What?
You hit it twice. Boop, boop. And your phone.
I haven't read anything. Are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. And this phone is going to. This phone
make him break character.
This phone is going to light up like the goddamn 4th of July, and you're going to find it no matter where it is. Okay?
I love it.
Lose it under a seat, that fucking seat's going to light up. Okay?
It's got lights.
It's got lights everywhere, and when you have lights, you don't need speed.
Don't take it to the movie theater.
When this thing rings, I'm going to tell you when it rings. Have you ever seen, have you ever been to New York City in Times Square?
By Darude?
Have you ever been in Times Square in New York City? It looks like that when it rings.
Oh my God. It just lights up.
It lights up RGB. Are you with
what
me?
What are we
gentlemen?
Talking about decibel levels here as far as the ring? I like a loud ring.
Oh, this is going to, this thing is going to ring louder than a donkey in a hailstorm.
Oh my God.
What does that even mean?
It's loud.
Exactly. What does Razer mean? It means RGB. Get on board, Kevin.
RGB. I'm sold.
I'm going to go pre-order whatever.
You had me at R. I was fine with R, but when you added the GB to it, no.
See, I got
game over.
I got fucked up, by the way, because when we got those Razer mice, I became fucking Team Razer, and now I have a Razer keyboard, and I've got the Razer mouse pad. What the fuck is going on in my life?
Now
like,
you need
I must
this
have
Razer,
lights on everything.
Now you need a Razer watch.
You need a Razer phone.
I need a Razer webcam.
They have a watch. You know that, right? A smartwatch.
Razer has a smartwatch?
Yes.
Why?
Because you need one to go with your Razer phone.
How many RGBs?
November 1st.
You can program your keyboard from your watch to like change colors, change the chroma.
I'm telling you, it's going to be fun stuff. So yeah, we have that coming out November 1st. There's a preview image that has somebody holding what looks like a phone. Who knows what it's going to be? It looks like he looks so happy. Look at his face.
I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being like an NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. But obviously, look, there's games going on behind it. There's a city behind that as well. Like there's obviously this is going to be game centric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to stream in clear crystalline 360p
fidelity.
It's only if you're connected. Fidelity, high 360, high 260. Let's not go crazy. Yeah. High 260 HD 260.
Fidelity.
And that's fidelity, and that's only with a Wi-Fi connection of 100 gigabytes or more.
And let me get this straight. They're not only from what I'm reading into this. It doesn't say this here, but I'm just reading into these words that they're putting on paper.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to have no YouTube app, but you'll be able to visit YouTube through Facebook. So that's exciting.
Okay.
Like you'll be, so you log into Facebook to visit YouTube.com and all your other websites as well.
You can't check your Gmail, but you can if you log in through your Yahoo account.
Exactly. So here's the other big kicker. You can't use a Safari or Google. You'll have to use Microsoft Edge. But in order to do so, you'll have to use Google Chrome to log in to Edge.
To Edge. Oh, that's good. You can upload pictures to your Instagram account, but you only get three different filters.
Unless.
All RGB.
Unless all RGB, you subscribe to the RGB movement.
Yeah, sure.
For $9.99 a month.
Oh God!
It unlocks all.
That's the name of this week's episode: the RGB movement.
The RGB. Fuck it. That's it. You called it. All right. So Oculus has announced the Rift is getting a price drop. We're going down to $399. It includes a headset, two sensors, touch controllers, and a handful of games. Not only that, but they've announced the $199 Oculus Go. The interesting part about this Oculus Go is it doesn't require a computer or a phone.
Ooh.
Tell me how the fuck that works.
Yeah, what? Did it come with a huge fucking Ghostbusters backpack to power it?
No, it's wireless.
That's...
So...
There's something amiss here.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
So the Go is a standard is a standalone VR headset, doesn't require a PC to run. Comes with a single palm controller, That's different than the touch controller. More details to come in the future. So yeah,
and the it details doesn't... being what it actually requires.
Yeah, exactly. And
obviously, I think you're gonna have
it's to gonna be one of those old school viewfinders or whatever. Like, go to the next reel.
$3, you can download the slideshow to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, or you could be. Or as the latest controversy is Mark Zuckerberg going, "Hey, now I'm in Puerto Rico."
Ooh,
yeah,
that was bad.
Yeah, Oculus, South Park ripped him a new one on that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
The fucked up thing about this is like when they were on stage about the Oculus and shit, they announced like VR Facebook or some shit. I was like, why? Nobody wants to do that. Who's going to sit? Who wants to
visit? I want you to like my statuses in real time.
I'll scroll around your 360 degree view with my finger, but there's only so much of this stupid island shot that you took one picture of 360 degrees that I want to see, and then I'm done. I don't want to plug my goddamn Oculus into it and look at your stupid beach photos.
Yeah.
Your stupid boyfriend.
Do you want to, hold on, let's circle.
Wow,
let's circle back. Let's circle back.
No. I'm just looking for love. All right, moving along.
So I don't. Once again, I'm not buying into it because how do you? I mean, okay, listen. How do you not need a PC, right? If you're at $399 for the Oculus Rift. And that requires a PC to power it. How the fuck are you fitting that power into
you're
something?
You're dropping it $200.
Yeah, and it's lighter and wireless. What are you doing with that damn thing?
It's a $200 piece of plastic that you put your phone in.
No, it doesn't. No, you don't even use your phone in it. I'm sure it's going
to
pair with
the phone. They give you a shitty phone to put in it.
Maybe, man. But
it's got to. I don't know.
This
is
got to
be old Galaxy S3s in there.
This has got to be like a something for
refurbished Galaxy.
Yeah, we have this whole warehouse full of Galaxy S3s. We don't know what the hell to do with.
What are we gonna do with them? I think that it's more or less this thing is gonna be for like those. Oh,
sorry.
Did someone just die?
I threw my phone on the ground.
Oh no!
People were calling me, and
is
I didn't
it broken?
Show up on the show. I didn't like want to interrupt the show at all.
So you
the
broke
the show.
It instead.
So I threw my goddamn phone. Well, I'm gonna get a razor soon, so don't worry about it.
That's what I was leading into. Damn it!
RGB life.
RGB lifestyle. No match for my style.
Anyways, this thing I don't. Okay, moving on. Here's
Oculus, go away.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
How low does the price need to go before you're like, man, fuck it?
Nothing. For like, it could be free, and I'm still not touching an Oculus.
Oh,
I'd rather get a Vive all day.
Okay,
I'm about that Vive life.
That Vive life.
Okay, well, if somebody gave it to me for free or bought it for me, I'd definitely take it. But that's only for science, obviously, because I review it for the show. Okay, so here is
Mark Zuckerberg.
Huh?
Did you listen again, Mark Zuckerberg?
Send us some dev units. IGN has acquired Humble Bundle, which is a huge conflict of interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
Considering
fucking
they review a shit ton of their stuff, right?
Right, and Humble Bundle
is a
publisher as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is hugely. This is. A lot of people on the internet have been like, goodbye, Humble Bundle. This is, see you later. It was nice having you around. And yeah, I feel the same way. Like, it's really, I think it's a shitty deal. I don't know. Obviously, for Humble Bundle, it's just like, all right, well, we can cash in now. And
money.
If somebody was like, hey, here's a bundle fucking truckload of money, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Take it. Bye.
Not so humble now, am I?
Not so humble now.
I'm BMOC.
Oh, shit. I'm not a huge fan of this takeover here.
Well, not many people are, at least the Reddit community. That's your
Reddit has
listen to.
Fucking been brutal on this.
Yeah, what are the perks to this though? Like, what are the upsides?
I don't
the
know.
The upsides for IGN.
Upsides for IGN, but I'm saying, like, how do you turn around and sell that?
I guess they're saying right here. Somebody's taking a guess here that IGN will be looking to incorporate bundles with this IGN Prime subscription plan.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, they make more money off of it. I used to be a fan of IGN a long time ago. I used to get their game guides there. That used to be my source.
Oh, yeah.
That used to be my source, right? Mortal Kombat, all that kind of shit, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. But now that I go onto the site, I can't scroll down without a video playing, without an ad jumping in front of my face, without some sort of ad. I'm like, fuck that. I don't go there anymore. I just don't.
Yeah. Kotaku or Polygon?
So, bad deal. Bad deal.
I'd usually go to Polygon for that at that point. Kotaku has been another one, like, just very untrustworthy as far as their stuff goes.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Games as services. The trend has tripled the industry value, says a report. So it's not like... I actually have really loved this whole service kind of thing going on, right? I don't love the DLC aspect of games, but I do love it. And people treating it like a service. As if you don't know what we're talking about, you can take a look at Overwatch. You can take a look at like what's another I wouldn't say Battlefield 1, right? What's a good
kind
service?
Of, I mean, Battlefield 1 has like the cases or whatever that Battlefront 2 is going to have.
Well, no, it's not about the cases, right? It's about longevity of a game. Like, take Destiny for an example. Instead of just releasing a game and saying we're done with it and it's out in the open and maybe we'll release some DLC for it, like it's constantly updated, it's constantly taken care of. Every week there's a patch. It's just an ongoing thing, kind of like an MMO.
Right.
And it's just so that has netted them so much money. And I guess you could throw in aspects of loot boxes and shit like that as well.
Yeah.
Continuing in on the trend. I am okay with it because of the fact that a long time ago I really hated DLC. And anybody who listens to the show and goes back and listens, I was very much against it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was there.
I've almost changed my tune completely. I still don't like it, some
who
aspects
you?
Of it, but I do love
IGN.
Yeah, IGN got to me. I do like thinking of me sticking around a game for a long time, and Overwatch kind of changed my opinion on this whole thing, because it's really like I rarely soak maybe past 25 hours into a single player adventure. I rarely spend any more time on a multiplayer. Like the long, like Overwatch, I probably have 100 or 200 hours in, maybe. PUBG, I have over 100 hours in now. So it's becoming one of these things where you stick with the game for a lot longer than you normally would, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I like that. I don't know about
as long as the payoff is balanced. Subscribing to it. It's like Elder Scrolls. Fuck that. They shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, you're talking about with the Creation Club or whatever?
Yeah.
Creation Club.
Yeah. Where they were constantly upgrading and updating, but the payoff was just handled poorly. The game was unbalanced, and where they should have put all of that money I was pumping out of my bank account and into this stupid game every month could have been added to fix what needed to be fixed. Instead, they were just frivolously throwing things this way. And then I quit. And then 6 months later, I'm getting emails at all times of the night, like a drunk ex-girlfriend. Broop, you up? Come back. Play Elder Scrolls.
Come on. We love you.
Come
buy this new mod.
It's like 33% less now.
We're on sale.
So
it'll be so easy for you to just come over and take me.
Check out my elder nudes.
So as long as the payoff is there, then I'm all for it. Like, if they don't overcharge and shit, I think people have learned a hard lesson. WB sure hasn't yet, but EA has. I think EA has come a long way. We've said that before. So
they had nowhere to go but up, in my eyes.
Yeah, being named the worst company in the world like
three years in a row.
Yeah, that'll do that.
That'll do it.
How's this next story? This is funny.
How about this one?
So have you heard about this Epic Games? Epic Games is suing two Fortnite cheaters for using aimbots. What's the irony in this that they themselves were being threatened to be sued because they were kind of cheating and they pretty much stole a game mode.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, man.
That's just the way it is.
But it's got 10 million players in it. And I will be the first to admit that I have had a lot of fun in Fortnite Battle Royale. I've been playing it more recently than I have with PUBG, and I've just really enjoyed the game. I know Doug said recently that he hasn't felt like when you shoot somebody, there's any kind of like, he doesn't feel the same, like it doesn't feel satisfying. But
it's a different play style.
Yeah, it's completely different play style. And I was watching someone play it on Steam, or not Steam, on Twitch last night. And it was insane. I watched this dude like build like crazy. And I was like, I will never be this good in Fortnite. Like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
He was building straight, like instantly, like he built a fort around himself, built stairs up, and then starts shooting down on the players down below.
That's an interesting game mechanic.
For real. Yeah. I was like, and then he starts building up higher and higher. I'm like, well, okay, who's getting you now? Fucking shit, man. It was really good.
One of my favorite things, like earlier last week, Reddit posted a picture, and it kind of it described the difference between PUBG and Fortnite. Uh-huh. And in PUBG, they were like, PUBG, Magic the Gathering. Fortnite is Hearthstone. Where it's kind of like a really simplified version, but kind of
almost cartoony as well.
Exactly. So I mean, that was a good comparison right there.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to seeing the progression stuff that they pull out next week. They're supposed to be doing that, and we'll see how that differs from PUBG. But I tell you what, PUBG, man, I think they're doing super amazing, right? And I don't want to shit on anyone's parade. But the news story that came out with today, with the delay of any updates now until 1.0, is kind of shitty. They're no longer doing weekly updates unless it absolutely has to get done. But vaulting is going to happen probably around 1.0. They said it's going to take about 2 to 4 weeks for the test server. Excuse me. They have 3 different patches. The last one's going to be vaulting. And then that's going to take anywhere from like 2 to 3 months more to get put into the game. But then 1.0 isn't launching until the Microsoft Xbox game is launching. And we won't get the desert map until that launches. So that's a fucking long time to be like, here, play the same content and the same map. Like, I have gotten a little bored of the same map.
You don't want to go apartments? You don't want to go Nova Pernoia?
I don't know about you guys. Obviously, it's still a blast playing with friends in that game.
Oh, for sure.
But like, it kind of like, you kind of get fatigue after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's tough to be teased with all of these desert, and different playing maps and game styles, and then you see that. I mean, it's clear that they've got dollar signs in their eyes for porting it over to PS4 and Xbox. That's what they're going to work on now. They're going to make sure that it is solid and ready to go.
For sure, because like at some point, your dollars stop slowing down on the PC. Like, this is not going to. You've got 15 million copies sold. I don't know how many more you sell.
You're tapping. Yeah, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel for anybody else. If you don't have it, you aren't going to have it at this point.
Yeah.
And so obviously that's important to them, but I just feel like, well, fuck, man, is that all you have to do now is launch one map, one idea, and that's it? And then you could be done for a whole year before releasing anything else. Like, how big is this fucking, this studio's got to be fucking as big as Blizzard at this point, right? Like, come on.
You think?
Well, maybe not that big.
Still relatively small.
How many employees do they have? Bluefishy, Dishy, too. Let me see if we can look it up. What's their company called? Bluehole?
Blue Butt. Blue Butt. Look that up.
Players.
Oh, Blue Waffle.
No.
Don't do it.
Google image search real quick. Get me with that one. That's the studio name.
You may want to do that incognito.
Let's see. Who makes this? It only comes up every time that we play the game.
Yeah. Blue Hole.
Is it Blue Hole? No, it's not.
It's yeah. Blue Hole. Yes.
Is it?
Blue Hole.
Okay. Blue Hole.
It doesn't really say how many people are on their team, but.
Employee manifest.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I say that they've definitely hired a whole bunch. They have a pretty big team, and it's like I just have a hard time believing that it takes this fucking long to release one goddamn map. Can I get a map?
Well, they probably want to make it perfect.
Kev, if that's the fucking case, then we wouldn't have gotten the game in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've down. I was reading. I don't know. It might not be true, but I was reading about how they've downgraded the map's polygons like 2 times just to support like server load times and obviously wear and tear on your CPU. They've downgraded the polygon. Like the trees are super low res. They're like 3 different polygons in like an image map or a texture map or something like that.
Jesus. I believe it.
They're really crazy. And I think that's what's definitely added to the delay of a new map. And then obviously porting.
I think that sometimes being first of the party is wonderful, right? And they are going to have a lot of success for a long time. But I can't wait to see who pulls a fucking Apple on them and like just goes, here's the next fucking generation of this shit. And we're going to blow your fucking minds out of it. Or I guess Google fans are going to be angry that I use an Apple reference on that. But they did change like the cell phone for the better. I think the next company that comes out with this and says, here you go, and kind of leaves them in the dust a little bit. Because this is a long fucking time between updates. At least with major content. That's what I think anyways. People are going to hate me for that.
Yeah.
Anywho. Blizzard is recruiting for an entirely new Overwatch project, guys.
Tell me about this.
It's probably going to be like a huge expansion or sorts, you know, like new maps and maybe new modes.
I hope new modes.
Man, I just said a completely new Overwatch project. Not Overwatch.
It's not even.
Yeah, it's not even related to Overwatch.
Yeah, but knowing Blizzard, they don't really make sequels.
It's
they just
new Overwatch game.
It's a dude. I'm telling you right now, we're getting Overwatch PUBG.
Okay, I play that.
Oh man,
I don't know what it's gonna be. It's probably gonna be like a fucking cell.
I'll just be
game.
Mercy and heal everyone on the field.
Watch it be just a cell phone game or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it would be.
Novo per Novo Watch.
Are we just coming up with names for them?
Uh-huh. Novo Pernova or what?
So you got no comments on that one.
Chroma Watch. Razor Presents.
Well, that's our show then.
Over GP Watch. I'm out of ideas.
Shadows of Overwatch, and there will be. Like you, it's a pay-to-win game.
Middle Earth, Shadows of Overwatch,
Call of Overwatch, and then you get like shitty aimbots. Oh wait, no, that's already happening. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many.
Yeah, the Jair's just loving it,
seething,
super happy about it. Pokemon Overwatch Yellow.
We're just letting it go.
Pokemon Overwatch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, see?
See, this is why they don't allow us on the same podcast.
That's very true. You can't break this up.
I wanted comments on the last 2 stories, and I get Overwatch Polka Dot.
What?
Polka Dot.
Polka Dots. All right.
Anything else?
Let's see here. WWE 2K Overwatch. No. Not the same. Overwatch 2K18.
Okay. Well,
executive produced by Spike Lee.
That's the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jeremy.
Oh, is this my?
That's you, man.
How many times have I watched this show? I'm Doug. I'm Caleb.
I'm Kevin.
Until next time, love, hugs, and all that bullshit. And I don't know if we'll be inviting Caleb back for a third.
Ah, oh, come on, guys.
Oh, don't pull a fucking Valve. Because we're here twice, we have to have a 3.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.